Thank you. I'm a medical practitioner with Central Gippsland Health in Victoria and Australia. I spent a fortnight in September on Manus Island, one of Australia's two offshore processing centres, and witnessed firsthand the conditions there. There is an escalating medical and psychiatric emergency amongst the 1,200 stateless refugees scattered across both Nauru and Manus Island. There are 600 adult males indefinitely detained on Manus Island for the last 5.5 years. The medical morbidity is broad and local management falls well below any acceptable standard for healthcare within a refugee community. There's deliberate lack of transparency with muzzling of journalists on Manus Island and Nauru, and a gag clause enforced on expatriate medical practitioners sent to the region, barring reporting of substandard conditions or offences such as physical and sexual abuse of detainees by local and Australian staff, with a 2-year prison sentence enforced for whistleblowing. Australia removed primary healthcare provider IHMS from Manus Island in July, and local medical skill and hospital facilities are inadequate to treat the critically ill. There's no ICU, no ventilator, nor staff capable of managing either. The clinic is ill-equipped to deal with medical emergencies such as myocardial infarction, diabetic ketoacidosis, or sepsis. Unequal access to tertiary level medical care for refugees that are transferred to Port Moresby's primary hospital is palpably noticeable. Mental health is by far the largest concern on the island and ranges from reactive depression to outright psychosis in previously well men, with 3 deaths by suicide to date. The instance of self-harm and suicide attempts have escalated to daily occurrences with daily cries for help. There's no credible psychiatrist on the island and no inpatient psychiatric services. Any outpatient services provided concur a fortnight's delay and ill-equipped to address the acute mental health needs of suicidal men. There have been 13 deaths in detention, 12 on Manus Island alone, with multiple reports of mistreatment of detainees, including beatings and assault, all with no liability. Australia remains responsible under international law for those who have sought its protection. There have been enough deaths. I reiterate UNHCR's recent call for all refugees and asylum seekers to be moved immediately to Australia, where they can long last receive adequate support and care. We have ample capacity. Thank you.